for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2013 July Summer Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Thursday morning, July the 4th, 2013. Gene Williams is the speaker of this service, teaching on What is the Anointing?
Yes, not. So, Gene Williams, would you please come? And I know that what God has given you is good. Thank you.
Good morning. It is a pleasure to be here. And I just want to thank God for giving me the opportunity to be able to minister to you this morning. Let's pray. Father God, I just thank you, Lord, for giving me the opportunity to be able to minister your word today, Lord. Father God, you said in your word in John, the 3rd chapter, verse 30, that we must increase so you can decrease. And Father God, I ask that your will be done. I ask that you send your ministering angels to minister to us today. And I pray that, Lord God, that you will open up the people's ears so they can hear what the Spirit has to say to them today. And Lord, we just be careful to give you all the praise and all the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to talk with you this morning about what is the anointing. What is the anointing? It is the power of God. The anointing is a divine enablement for us to accomplish God's purposes on this earth. That's what the anointing is. God's work cannot be done through human might and power, only by His Spirit. However, we are co-laborers with Him. His Spirit works in us and through us by His anointing. Amen? Amen. The anointing is the touch of God on your life. You can feel His touch. It is His precious touch that you feel that no man can accomplish. The anointing teaches and communicates life.
Amen.
It instructs, it guides you, it leads you. Amen? I want you to turn with me to 1 John, the 2nd chapter, verse 20. That's 1 John, the 2nd chapter, verse 20 and 27. And it reads, "But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. But the anointing which ye have received of Him abide in you. And ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teach you all things, and is truth, and is no lie. And even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in Him." And let me just make one thing clear. This is for all believers. Amen? What does anoint mean? What does this mean to us? It means to consecrate ourselves, to refresh you, and for the anointing to come in and to fill the cracks. Amen? The anointing come in and fills the cracks in our lives. This is where He resides. This is where He wants to live. This is where He wants to dine. Amen? The anointing consecrates and set you apart to do something specifically. The anointing is unique. It does unique things that man cannot quite understand. This is why it's so unique, why it's so set apart, Why so different? When you are weak in places, the anointing fills those cracks to allow God to come in and to make you strong. There are times when you feel, I can't make it. I cannot go on. I am so weak. But when you call on the anointing, the Holy One, the Holy Ghost, He comes in and He strengthens you. He enables you to do what you cannot do. That's what the anointing is. This is why we need the anointing. Amen. This is why God wanted this teaching to go forth today. The anointing is the one that destroys the yokes. The anointing is the one that brings deliverance. Without the anointing, no deliverance can take place. Amen. It works in us and through us. And the anointing wants to work through you today. Firstly, the anointing works in us by teaching us God's ways and conforming us to His likeness. It creates our character to be formed like Jesus. Secondly, it works through us by giving supernatural ability to do God's work. It brings witnessing, it preaches, and it teaches God's word. This is what the anointing is. As one begins to obey God's perfect will. And let me say that again. As one begins to obey God's perfect will, one becomes more entrusted with the anointing. Man is never commanded to be anointed, but he must obey. That's the anointing. Now that we have demonstrated what is the anointing, let's go and see what does the anointing do. What is the purpose of the anointing? The purpose of the anointing is to destroy the yoke and set you free. To set the captives free. It is your saving strength. When you're weak, you are strong. The anointing establishes you. It makes you and molds you into the person that you are. It's the oil of the joy. That is the purpose of the anointing. When people see you, they will come up to you sometime and say, it's something about you. That oil on you. People can recognize the anointing. And when the Bible speaks about set apart, it's something about you. When you step into a particular room or to a place, things begin to activate, things begin to stir up. It's the anointing. It teaches you all things. It's a teacher. It teaches you how to operate. It teaches you how to live. It teaches you how to instruct. It equips you with the miracle power of God to do the works of Jesus. And this is why He enables you to cast out devils. The anointing. The anointing do this. Now let's go to 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, verse 21. That's 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, verse 21. And I'm going to be reading from the Amplified Bible. And it reads, but if God who confirms and make us steadfast and establishes us in joint fellowship with you in Christ and has consecrated and anointed us, enduing us with the gift of the Holy Spirit. This is what the anointing is. It consecrates the anointing on our life. The next thing I want to talk to you about, the differences between true and false anointing. Is there true and false anointings? Yes. Number one, judge the anointing by the lifestyle of the person. How does that person live? Do they act one way in front of everybody? And when they get home or to a particular place, they're another person? You've got to have a consecrated lifestyle. True anointing will always be according to the word of God. The Holy Spirit will back up His word. Every time you give a word, have a scripture to back up what you say. That's the difference between true and false anointing. The spirit and the word always agree. That's the anointing. It agrees. No confusion. The Bible says a double-minded person is unstable in all his ways. The anointing produces results. Once the anointing is activated, the anointing begins to produce its fruits. Manifestation power begins to manifest. He begins to show and prove himself that he is God. The anointing always glorifies Jesus. He gets the honor. He gets the praise. That's humility. The anointing will always triumph over everything. Let's turn to Isaiah, the 40th chapter, verse 8. As I say, I want to back up what I say with the word of God. That's Isaiah, the 40th chapter, verse 8. And it reads, the grass withered, the flower faded, but the word of God shall stand forever. The grass turned brown and it fades away. The flowers bloom and blossom, but they fade out. But the word of God will forever stand and will not go nowhere. That's the word of God. You don't call yourself to ministry. God does. The Bible says in Proverbs, the 18th chapter, verse 16, your gifts will make room for you and bring you before great men. I heard an old saying say, some was called, some was sent, and some just took a briefcase and went. What did you do today? You don't call yourself to ministry. God does. And when God calls you, you will know it. Turn with me to 2 John, the 7th chapter, verse 11, and I'll be reading for the Amplified Bible. 2 John 7 through 11 verses. That's 2 John, the 7 through 11 verse. And I'll be reading from the Amplified Bibles. And this is talking about the difference between true and false anointing. And his word says, for many imposters, seducers, deceivers, and false leaders have gone out into the world. Men who will not acknowledge, confess, admit, boldly form. Such as one is the imposter, the seducer, the deceiver, the false leader, the antagonist of Christ, and the antichrist. Look to yourself. Take care that you may not lose, through away or destroy, all that we and you have labored for, but that you may persevere until you win and receive back a perfect reward in full. Anyone who runs on ahead of God and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ, who is not content with what he taught, does not have God. But he who continues to live in the doctrine teaching of Christ does have God. He has both the Father and the Son. If anyone come to you and does not bring this doctrine, it's disloyal to what Jesus Christ taught. Do not receive him. Do not accept him. Do not welcome or admit him into your house or abide in him, Godspeed, or give him any encouragement. For he who wishes, who encourages him, wishing him Godspeed, is a partaker in his evil doings. Do not take partakers in evil doers. Only the true anointing will stand. And that's the word of God. The next thing I want to talk about, the price of the anointing. It doesn't just drop into your lap and you just grab and you go. There's a price. These awesome men and women of God that you see, God has anointed, paid a price for it. Do we want to spend time with God, get to know Him, dwell in His presence, consecrate ourselves? In order to get the anointing, we have to spend time with God. You have to deny yourself. You have to deny this flesh. Let's go to Matthew, the 16th chapter, verse 24, and see what it says about denying yourself. That's Matthew, the 16th chapter, verse 24. And I'm coming out of the Amplified Bible. That's Matthew, the 16th chapter, verse 24. 16th chapter, verse 24. And it reads, "Then Jesus said to his disciples, 'If anyone desires to be my disciple, let him deny himself, disregard, lose sight of, and forget himself in his own interest, and take up his cross and follow me. Cleave steadfastly to me, conform wholly to my example, in living, and if need be, in dying also.'" This is the anointing. Do you have something that you can die for? The anointing is a price. The anointing takes time. You have to wait in the presence of God. You have to have patience. But we are now living in a generation where we want the microwave fixed. We want it now. If it don't come now, then we upset. But God is patient. He is love. He wants you to wait in His presence. There are things that He wants to teach you. There are things He wants to show you. There are things that He wants to be Lord into your life. Many of us, and when I say us, I include myself, we want things now. But God has taken us to a place of rest, a place of steadfast, a place of patience. And when patience begin to take place, it doesn't feel good because your flesh is wrestling with the spirit and you want these things to activate now. If there's a witness this morning,
yes.
Let's go to Hebrews, the 6th chapter, verse 12. And remember, back up whatever you say. That's Hebrews, the 6th chapter, verse 12. Hebrews, the 6th chapter, verse 12. And I'll be coming out of the Amplified Bible. And it reads, "In order that you may not grow disinterested and become spiritual sluggards, but imitators, behaving as do those who through faith by their learning of the entire personality of God in Christ, in absolute trust and confidence in His power, His wisdom, and goodness, and by practice or patient endurance and waiting are now inheriting the promises." Waiting is what gets you the promises. It takes a consecrated lifestyle of daily Bible reading, regular prayer, and fasting. This what brings the anointing. This what activates the anointing. This what draws the anointing. Prayer, fasting, reading your word. To be like Jesus is to do the things of Jesus. And I hear all the times, and even with deliverance, the deliverance ministry, "Oh, I don't want that." How can you say you do not want deliverance and you love Jesus? The Bible tells us that deliverance is the children's bread. And to be like Jesus and to love Jesus is want the things of Jesus. Everything that Jesus likes, you like. What He hates, you hate. That's the heart of the Father. That demonstrates the anointing. That demonstrates that you have a heart of the Father. As one begins to obey God's perfect will, one becomes more interested in the anointing. Can He trust you with the anointing today? The next thing I want to talk about, the anointing destroys the yoke. What is a yoke? A yoke is a type of bondage that can be physical, financial, behavioral or demonic. Those are yokes he's talking about. Do you have a financial yoke burden today? Do you have a physical yoke bondage today? Where I'm here to tell you, you're in the right place. Deliverance is in the house. Jesus' anointing was to preach, heal, and set the captives free. That's the purpose of the anointing. And he anoints you for one reason only. To assist him in his work and to assist him with his people to break the bondage and yoke off of his people. That's the purpose of the anointing. He's looking for vessels who will not get the glory for himself. He's looking for a body that he can operate in. Amen. This is what the Holy Spirit is all about. This is what the anointing is all about. We come here to Lake Hamilton to get set free from our bondages. Is it an ongoing fight? Yes, it is. But he wants to anoint you, to equip you to go out and do his work. And it starts here today. Letting go. Letting go of the flesh. Letting go of those things that we nourish and that we feel that make us strong and make us, we are this big one and we can do this and we can do that. No, God is looking for humility. He's looking for someone who would say, Lord God, none of me and all of you. Whatever you want to do, do it, Lord Jesus. This is what he's looking for today. That's the anointing. Turn with me to Luke, the 4th chapter. And that's verse 18 through 19. That's Luke, the 4th chapter, verses 18 through 19. And it reads, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. This is the purpose of the anointing. Amen. To preach the gospel, to set the captives free. And I have learned early on in my life in deliverance, you have to have the heart of the people. It comes with the anointing. You have to love the people sincerely. I often quote this verse where God said, many worship me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. This is not a lip offering. This is a heart issue. This is a heart thing. We can all talk a talk, but can we walk that walk today? Because one thing about the anointing, he will not be proven wrong. And he will show himself. Moses had an anointing to break the yoke of the people, to enslave them in Egypt and bring them to the promised land. That is a powerful anointing. Can we bring our family out of Egypt? Do we have the anointing to pray them out of Egypt? Do we have the anointing? We need it. We got to have it. It goes hands in hands with the deliverance. We got to have the anointing. The next thing I want to talk about is the anointing is for action. Or it is action. And I want to give a demonstration in the Bible. I want you to turn to Ezekiel, the 47th chapter, verse 1 and 2. But we're going to read on down from verse 1 through 5. And I want to talk about Ezekiel, who is a prophet, who demonstrates the processing of the anointing. He understood the anointing because he experienced it. Once you experience the anointing, you will never forget it. And there is nothing like it. And I pray today that you will yearn for it. Ezekiel saw rivers of the Spirit flowing out from under the altar. And let me read verse 1. Afterward, he brought me again into the door of the house. And behold, waters issue out from under the threshold of the house eastward. For the forefront of the house stood toward the east. And the waters came down from under, from the right side of the house, at the south side of the altar. Then brought he me out of the way of the gate northward, and led me about the way without into the utter gate by the way that looked out eastward. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters. The waters were to the ankles. Ezekiel talking about how the water was at his ankles. How many of you have the waters at the ankles today? Again, verse 4, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. The waters were to the knees. The waters became from his ankle up to his knees. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through. The waters were to the loins. The waters came from the ankle to the knees to the loins. Verse 5. Afterward, he measured 1,000 and it was a river that I could not pass over. He needed the help from the Holy Ghost, which is the Holy One, which is the anointing. For the water were risen, waters to swim in a river that could not pass over. Verse 6, and he said unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen this? Then he brought me and caused me to return to the brink of the river. The anointing would start at the ankles and move on up. I'm talking about baby steps that we have to take. Where Ezekiel talk about the water, how it begins to come up and fill. But God came in and he turned this thing around. He wants to turn some things around in your life today. Amen? When you first start to walk in the Spirit, you take little steps of obedience. Little steps. Step by step by step. And the next place, as the water began to come up his knees, and he saw that it was continued to flow, I can't imagine if that was a question, is what's going to happen to me? What's going to happen? Do you feel that way sometimes? When the water gets to your ankle and it begins to start coming up your knees and to your loins and start filling, do you start panicking? Do you get nervous? Or do you call on the anointing? That's what the anointing is for. It's to help you, to comfort you, to save you, to bring you through. That's the purpose of the anointing. One of the major steps in the anointing, again, is prayer. Getting down on your knees and praying. I was raised to get on my knees and pray. And I still get on my knees every morning and pray and every night and pray. That was something that was embedded in me for years and years and years. And I feel that I have to do it. This is a part of me. And if we practice and continue to practice, then it becomes a norm. It becomes something that we have to do. This is something I want to do. I yearn for it. The more you pray, the more anointing flows. Much prayer, more power, no prayer. No power. No prayer, no power. You cannot think that you're going to get anointed and you don't spend time with God, you don't pray, you don't fast, and it just drops on you when everybody else done went through all kinds of things. The next thing I want to talk about is how to activate the anointing. How do you activate the anointing? You activate the anointing by obeying God's word. That's simple. If you obey him, then the anointing activates. You disobey him, no anointing. The false anointing. Thank you, Jerry. Prayer activates the anointing. Prayer. We need to learn how to pray more. Spend time with Him. You will be amazed how the anointing come upon you when you start spending time with Him, praying and fasting and believing God. Amen?
Amen.
On the day of Pentecost, they were praying in one accord and received the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Let's go to Acts 2 and see what it's talking about. Acts the 2nd chapter, verse 1 through 2. That's Acts the 2nd chapter, verse 1 and 2. And that water Ezekiel is talking about is the anointing. It's the anointing. That's Acts the 2nd chapter, verse 1 through 2. And I'm coming from the Amplified Bible. And it reads, "And when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all assembled together in one place. When suddenly there came a sound from heaven like the rushing of a violent tempest blast, and it filled the whole house in which they were sitting. And there appeared to them tongues resembling fire, which were separated and distributed, and which settled on each one of them. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost." They all was on one accord on the day of Pentecost. When we get on one accord and we come together, what an experience of the anointing. Things begin to happen. Demons begin to cry out. Deliverance take place. The captives are set free when we get on one accord. The next thing I want to talk about, compassion is a part of the anointing. You have to have compassion. Jesus was moved with compassion for the people numerous times. Can we prove that? Yes, we can. Go to Matthew's the 9th chapter, verse 36. That's Matthew's the 9th chapter, verse 36. "But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd." He was moved with compassion. God is love, and out of His love comes compassion to meet the people's needs. We must have compassion for the people. Turn to Matthew's, the 14th chapter, verse 14. Here's another scripture that can back up the compassion Jesus had. That's Matthew's, the 14th chapter, verse 14. And I'll be reading this chapter from the Amplified Bible. And it reads, "And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them. And he healed their sick." He healed them. He had compassion for them. To be like Jesus, we must implement compassion. We must have passion. We must even yearn for compassion. We must desire compassion. The gifts of the Spirit comes through the anointing, comes through your compassion for the people. Walking in the spiritual boldness activates the anointing. Paul and Silas, they was boldly praising God. The anointing activated and broke the chain. That's what the anointing do. Let the anointing lead you and guide you today. Amen? The next thing I want to talk about is hindrance to the anointing. Can you hinder the anointing? Yes, you can. Number one, strife hinders the anointing from flowing. If there is strife, envy, jealousy, competitiveness, it will hinder the flow of the anointing. Number two, the cares of life. No money. I'm worried about I don't have any money. This work is hard. I'm complaining all the time. You overworking yourself in the ministry. You the one man show. You want to do it all. Can this hinder the anointing? Yes, it can. How can it do this? By overstressing you, burden you down. All of these things hinders the anointing. It might sound simple, but I'm here to tell you, it's a difference. The anointing destroys the yoke. Everything that you are dealing with, whether it's your children, it's your marriage, it's money, it's job, it's nothing too hard for the anointing. But when we take on the responsibilities in our cares of this world, that's what keeps us from getting the anointing. That keeps the anointing from activating. And I say to you today, if you want the anointing and you want to be filled with the precious Holy Ghost and experience the anointing, which is an awesome thing of God, you're in a place where you can get delivered, and I'm here to tell you, give it to Jesus today. Give it to Jesus this week. Don't take it home. And I promise you, you will experience His anointing. Number three, not respecting the ministry gifts. Do that affect the anointing? Yes, it does. Not respecting the ministry gifts. As many people, as I said earlier, shine deliverance. That's not respecting the ministry gifts. Can that hinder you from the anointing? Yes, it can. Number four, and this is a biggie. Bad attitudes. And what I have seen in my time, and I'm not being judgmental, having a bad attitude, I have seen so many bad attitudes, but they confess to carry the anointing. And when I look at the difference between true and false anointing, that's a false anointing. The Holy Spirit do not dwell in bad attitudes. If you're operating in a bad attitude when you are in deliverance, ministry, it's not the Holy Spirit that's operating. That is not God. And remember what I said. We must love the things that Jesus loved and hate the things that the devil desired to do in our lives. And one of the things that have been keeping us back from walking in true truth and true anointing is a bad attitude. Is he pleased? No. I strongly believe, and I try to do this daily, to do self-deliverance on myself daily. When I come before the throne, and when I come before God's people, and I'm assisting Him in His work with His people, to help bring deliverance to His people, I want to be right. My attitude must line up according to His word. I leave that with you. Go to God. Take an inventory of your attitude. Take an inventory of your life. Lord, if I'm pleasing you, do I have a facade on where I pretend to be one way in front of the people, but I'm another way when I get behind closed doors? Lord, take it out. I don't want to be this way. Move the bad attitudes. And He will do it. Turn with me to Hebrews, the 4th chapter, verse 16. That's Hebrews, the 4th chapter, verse 16. And I'll be reading this scripture from the Amplified Bible. That's Hebrews, the 4th chapter, verse 16. And it reads, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help him in the time of need." If you have an attitude problem, come boldly to the throne, and He will bring some adjustments. Amen? Bring it to Him. Leave it there. And He will deal with it. The next thing I want to talk about, and I don't have much more. This is the last one. You need to believe what God says about you. You need to believe what God says about you. You are powerful, anointed, men and women of God, that He desired to use mightily in these days to come. Number one, you are forgiven.
Yes.
You are cleansed, saved, and redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Let me read that again. You are forgiven. You are cleansed, saved, redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Number two, you are the righteousness of God.
You are his righteousness.
Number three,
you are a partaker of the divine nature of Jesus Christ. That's who you are today. That's who you are.
Number four, you are the anointing of God. Number five,
you are living in divine health. The Bible says life and death is in the power of the tongue. If we speak all day long, oh, I'm hurting, my sinuses, my headache, my, then that's what you are. It's yours and you can have it. I don't want it. If you want the headache, you can have it. Because the word of God says you are living in divine health. That's what his word says. Number six, the greater one lives in you. The greater one, which is Jesus Christ, lives in you. The last one, number seven, you are full of the Holy Spirit. And when he lives in you, he anoints you. He fills you. He proves you. This is who the anointing is. Last scripture. Isaiah 61 chapter, verse 1 through 7. That's Isaiah the 61 chapter, verse 1 through 7. And I'm going to be reading from the Amplified of this scripture. And this is the last scripture. And after I get to reading this scripture, I'm going to ask my husband, Colonel, to come up to do deliverance. Amen? And it reads, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed and qualified me to preach the gospel of good tidings to the meek, the poor, and afflicted. He has sent me to bind up and heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the physical and spiritual captives, and the opening of the prisons and of the eyes to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the year of his favor, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant consolation and joy to those who mourn in Zion, to give them an ornament, a garland of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, the garment expressive of praise instead of a heavy burden, and failing spirit that they may be called oaks of righteousness, lofty, strong, and magnificent, distinguished for uprightness, justice, and right standing with God. The planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified, and they shall rebuild the ancient ruins, that shall raise up the former desolation, and renew the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations. Aliens shall stand ready and feed your flocks, and foreigners shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But you shall be called the priests of the Lord. People will speak of you as the ministers of God. You shall eat the wealth of the nations, and the glory once that of your captors shall be yours. Instead of your former shame, you shall have a twofold recompense. Instead of dishonor and reproach, your people shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, I say to you, in their land, they shall possess double what has forfeit. Everlasting joy shall be yours. This is the anointing. Let's give God a hand.
I have to get a little kiss every now and then. How many of you were touched by that? You know, I was sitting there when my wife was ministering about the anointing, and I said to myself, I haven't seen a demon ask me ever, did I have an associate degree, a bachelor's degree, a master's, or do I have a PhD? And that demon only wanted to look in the spirit realm to see if there was an anointing on my life. Then I said, another question, I don't think you can Thorazine demons or lithium demons or Prozac demons. They only submerge in the personality. You have to cast them out. How many of you believe that? Amen. We need the anointing to destroy the yoke. And many of the foreign countries that we're visiting, we're beginning to see that more and more. A time of prayer, a time of fasting. That the anointing is what does what? Destroy the yoke. I was blessed by that. Amen. Amen. Deliverance time. We want to move in the area of some health issues. Amen. Many believers are coming down because of genetic food that we're eating, genetic GMO foods, Monsanto, many of the genetic engineered food that we're eating, and the contaminated water. And then there's an influx of demonic influence, and many believers are coming down with health problems. So let's begin to move in the areas of health problems. I want everybody to repeat after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I repent of any sins that have opened doors to demons to infiltrate my body, my mind, my emotions, and my will. I ask you to forgive me now if I've opened any door or any demonic portal for the enemy to affect my health in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, Father, we just bind the strong man over this region. We bind the strong man operating within us. We bind the strong man beneath our feet. And Father, we ask you for holy angelic protection and for ministering angels to minister with us in this deliverance service. In the name of Jesus. Okay, I'm going to come against some spirits, and that's you. Praise the Lord. Get your freedom. Amen. All right. I come against right now in the name of Jesus, and I command you, spirits, to submit to the authority of the believer. Psalms 149, we bind their kings with chains and their nobles with feathers of iron. I first come against varicose veins. Varicose veins. I break the curse of varicose veins on the family line, and I command the spirit of varicose veins through rage, through resentment, through anger, through rejection. Come out now in Jesus' name. All right. Varicose veins, come out now in Jesus' name. There was a lady in Mexico. She had varicose veins, and she felt rejection by her mother. She hated her mother, and it caused her to have varicose veins. All right, varicose veins, come out now in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against ulcer. I come against ulcer in the stomach. Those spirits that's connected with ulcer through stress, through anxiety, and through fear. All the ulcer spirits, come out now in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against you right now. Through trauma, I come against post-traumatic stress. Right now, I command you to come out now in the name of Jesus. Nightmares, flashbacks, false memory, insomnia right now, addictions through alcohol, through nicotine, come out now in the name of Jesus. Aggression through post-traumatic stress, aggressive behavior, come out now in the name of Jesus. I break those cords now in Jesus' name. I come against sinus problems, sinus infection, because that's you. Be free today in Jesus' name. I come against sinus problems in Jesus' name. I command you to go now in Jesus' name. Seizures. I break the curse of seizures in the family line. And I command seizures to come out now in the name of Jesus. Neurological breakdown in the body through seizures. Come out now. Deaf and dumb spirit. I bind you now in Jesus' name. Come out of the people now. Saints, if that's you, breathe those things out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I come against right now selfishness. Where you're selfish, you're self-centered. I command you to come out
now in Jesus' name. I come against hearing voices, hearing the baby cry after the abortion, the guilt, the shame, the condemnation. Come on out of there now in the name of Jesus. All the abortion spirits, rank and file, line up now in the name of Jesus. I come against the abusive spirit where you abuse it verbally, you abuse it physically, you abuse it mentally. I command you to come out now in the name of Jesus. I come against abuse inflicted in the home, beatings, throwing chairs, slamming doors, busting glass, threatening with knives, threatening with guns. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Come on, saints, if that applies to you, be free in the name of Jesus Christ. Be free right now in Jesus' name. I bind aneurysms that are trying to set up in your head right now. Aneurysms, all the aneurysms, come out now in Jesus' name. Come on, come on, that's right. Move, move, out of there now, out of there now. Out, out. Come on, aneurysms, out, out, out. And through anger, through rage, through temper tantrum, where the enemy is trying to set up a blood vessel to burst through the top of your head, come on out of there now. Move, move, move in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against anemia. I break the curses of anemia. Anemia spirits, come on out. Come on out in Jesus' name. I come against vampire spirits that are connecting with the draining spirits that are connecting with the anemia. Come on out, anemia. All the anemias line up now in Jesus' name. That's right. Come on out of there now. Go, 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 go. Move, 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 move. Move. The blood of Jesus Christ is against you. Anorexia nervosa. Anorexia nervosa. Anorexia nervosa, come out now in Jesus' name. I come against anxiety. Anxiety that's affecting your heart. Come out now. Heart problems. Heart problems. Chest pains. Chest cramp. That week, that's a good one. Come on out of there now. Out of there now. Move, move, move. We command you to go where Jesus Christ was sending you. Chest pains. Come on. Heart palpitations. Palpitating in the heart. Come on out now. Come on out of there now. Move, 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 move. Out of there now. Out of his heart now. Out of his heart. Out of my brother's heart. Out of my brother's heart. You have no right to his chest. You have no right to his heart. That's right. Come on out of there now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, go, move, move in Jesus' name. I come against right now the spirit of asthma. I break the curse of death connected with asthma. Come on out, asthma. All the asthma spirits, come on out. That's right. Bring them out. Bring them out of there. Come on out, asthma. Unlink yourself. Come out of there, asthma, in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out. Breathe those things out, saints, and be free. I come against back problems. Back problems. Maybe there was an accident. Maybe that you were molested. The Bible says Israel's enemies plowed her in the back. When Israel was a young nation, she was violated. She was molested. I come against molestation, and I come against back problems right now. Come on out of there. Move. Move. Breathe them out and let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against baldness. I come against baldness. The daughters of Zion are haughty. Therefore, God struck them with baldness. Come on out now in Jesus' name. I come against the haughtiness that's connected with the baldness. Come on out now in Jesus' name. Come on, saints. Breathe those things out right now in the name of Jesus. Bladder infection. Bladder problems. Bladder infections. Bladder problems. Bedwetting. Bedwetting. Come on out now in Jesus' name. Blood pressure problems. All right, this is a good one. I come against blood pressure through anger, through rage, and through temper tantrums. Come on out. Come on out now. Addiction to salt. Come on out. Come on out. Bring them out of there. Bring them out of there now in Jesus' name. Addiction to salt. Come on out of there. Salt addiction. High blood pressure. Come on out of there. I come against bone problems. Bone. Rottenness in the bones. A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband. But she that maketh him ashamed is rottenness to his bones. Come on out of there now. I come against bone problems, bone cancer, bone disease, dry bone, brittle bone, no moisture in the bones. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name if that applies to you. I come against problems in the bowels. All the bowel spirits, come out. God struck Asa in the bowels. He struck King Asa in his bowels because of rebellion. I come against rebellion right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, saints, let those things go. Let's let things go. Breast cancer. I come against demons that are setting you up for breast cancer. Come on out of her. Come on out of there now. Come on out of there now. Go, 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 go. Move. Move in the name of Jesus. I come against demons that are trying to sell up for breast cancer. Through bitterness, through resentment, through envy, through jealousy. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on, breathe those things out now. Breast cancer. I come against colon cancer through bitterness and slander of the tongue. Colon cancer, where the enemy is trying to set up in you through bitterness and through slander of the tongue. Come out now in Jesus' name. Leukemia, blood disease. All the blood destroying spirits, come out of there now in Jesus' name. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on, bring them out of there, people. Bring them out. Out. Ovarian cancer. Come out. Bitterness and anger and resentment towards others. Ovarian cancer. Come out now in Jesus' name. Pancreatic cancer. Prostate cancer in men. All the prostate spirits, come out of the men now. Come on. Out. Out of there now. Prostate cancer in men. Come on out of there now. That's right, man. Breathe those things out. They have no right to be there. Come, we are believers. We're walking in wholeness. Come on out of there now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Throat cancer through nicotine. Come on out of there. Come on out of there. Black lung. Come on out of there now in the name of Jesus Christ. All right. I come against spirits right now. Cholesterol. High cholesterol. That's right. There you go. Come on out, cholesterol. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. Coma. Fear of coma. Come on out now in Jesus' name. Constipation. That's a good one. Constipation. Come on out now. Come on, saints. Come on. Blocked bowels. Constipation. Come on out of there now. Come on out. Bring them out of there. God, thunder on the enemy. Thunder as you did upon the Philistines. Thunder as you did, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. My God, we give you glory for what you're doing in this house today. I come against hemorrhoids. Oh, that's a good one. Tumors. I break the curse of hemorrhoids. Come on out of there. All the hemorrhoid spirits, come out. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. Depression and heaviness. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. All right. I come against right now infections in the ear. All ear infections. Come out now in Jesus' name. Loose these people and let them go. Ear dizziness, ear ringing. Hearing false voices. Come out now in Jesus' name. Come on out of there now. Come on out of there now. Come on, saints. Be free in Jesus' name. All right, that's right. All the ear problems. Come on out of there now. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. I come against spirits in the eyes. Macular degeneration. Dry eyes. No moisture in the eyes. Family line curses of blindness. Family line curses of glaucoma. Come out now in Jesus' name. Come on out of there now. Floaters in the eyes where you've been judging people falsely. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. Floaters in the eyes where you've been judging falsely. Come on out of there now in the name of Jesus. Come on. Bring them out, saints. Bring them out now in Jesus' name. Female problems, endometrius. Come on out now in Jesus' name. I come against cysts and fibroid tumors. Fibroid tumors and cysts. Come on, saints. Breathe those things out right now in Jesus' name. All right. Gallstones, where the enemy is setting you up for gallstones. Come on out now in the name of Jesus. I come against gout. What about periodontal disease in the gums? All the gum diseases, come out now. Line up right now. Line up. Gum disease, periodontal disease, gum infection. Come on out now. Bleeding gums. Come out now in the name of Jesus Christ. All right, headaches. Migraines. Some migraine headaches because you're not in submission to your husband or you're not in submission to your wife. I come against migraine headaches. Come on. Lack of submission in some areas. Not always the case. But non-submission to migraines. Come out now in Jesus' name. Come on, saints. Bring those things out of there. Bring them out in Jesus' name. Father, we just give you the praise. All right, jealousy, Jezebel, all the Jezebel spirits, come out now. He don't tell me what to do. I don't listen to him. He ain't no man. He don't tell me nothing. Come on out, Jezebel. All the Jezebelic witchcraft spirits, I don't submit to him. I don't listen to him because he don't know nothing. Who he think he is? Come on out of there. Move. 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 Jezebel and men, come out now in Jesus' name. Come on, bring them out, saints. Bring those things out. Karate spirits, Aikido, Jiu-Jitsu, Judo, Taekwondo, all the martial arts spirits. Come on out of there now. Come on out, come on out. That's right. Taekwondo, Aikido, Jiu-Jitsu. All the mind control spirits through martial arts, come out now. Come on, bring them out, saints, in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against problems in your legs, pain in the legs, pain in the knees, refusing to get on your knees to pray, refusing to get on your knees to pray. Knee problems, come out. All the knee problems. That's right. Come on out of there. Move. 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 Move, move, move in the name of Jesus Christ. Insanity on your family line. Mental illness on your bloodline. I break that off of you now in the name of Jesus. All right, all insanity spirits. Come on out. Come on out. Come on out, mental illness. Come on out. Come on out. Loose the people. Come on out. Come on out of there. Out of there now in Jesus' name. I come against narcolepsy. Narcolepsy, insomnia, can't sleep at night, have a hard time sleeping. Come on out now in the name of Jesus. Neck pain, all right, let's go, Nick. Pride in the neck, come on out of there. All the pride in the neck, come on, Leviathan in the neck, come on out. Out, 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 out of there, out of there, out of there now in the name of Jesus. Pain in the body, pain, all the pain spirits line up. Come on, pain, come on, pain. All the pain spirits line up. Come on out of there now. Come on, saints, bring those things out. All right, here's one. It's a good one. Fear of premature death. Fear of dying prematurely. Come out of there now. Fear of dying prematurely. And I think it's Ecclesiastes 7 and 17 that says, why should you die before the time? All right, come on out, premature death. Move. 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 Come out of there now. In the name of Jesus. All right. Reduce memory. I can't remember. I forget. Where's my wallet? Honey, where did I put my pants? Baby, where did I put my shoes? Come on out of there now. Come on out of there now. I forgot about, oh, where the car keys? Honey, don't you know where my car keys? Come on out of there now. Out. Come out. Come out. Come on out. That's you. Move. There you go. Bring them out of there. Loose them, loose them, loose them, loose them, loose them. Come on, all over this house. Loose and let go. Loose and let go. Come on out of there. Come on out of there. Come on out of there now. Out, out, out in the name of Jesus. Oh, that was good. Oh, potato chip beam. All right, all right. Let's, well, I come against gluttony right now. Potato chips, sodas, come on, all the gluttony demons. Out, obesity. All right, come on out then move. Oh, let's go, move, come on out. Come on. Potato chip, candy, Hershey bars, chocolate, cakes, pies, come on out of there. Bring them all out. Out, out, out. Eat, eat, eat. That demon name, eat, 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 eat. Eat, 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 eat. Come on out of there. All right. Praise God. Oh, well, Father, we give you the praise. My God, isn't we having a good time in the Lord, defeating the enemy. Night terrors. All right. All the Psalms 91, terror by night. Night terror, stand up, sister, stand up. Stand up. Let the fire of God just minister to you. Night terrors, come out now in Jesus' name. You know what you're dealing with. Night terrors, come on out of there. Out of there. Phantoms by night. Ghosts by night, poltergeists, noisy ghosts, German, what's that noisy ghost? Come out now in Jesus' name. We break that off, familiar spirits, we break that off of you now in the name of Jesus. Amen? Amen. Diabetes, diabetes, blood sausages, blood sugar. All right, all the diabetic spirits, come out now. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. I break family line curses of infirmity through diabetes, through blood. Come on out now in Jesus' name. Irritation and burning of the eyes. Come on now. Bladder, excessive urination. Come on out now. Well, I bind the demons that are choking insulin into the pancreas or to the pancreatic area. Come on out of there now. All the diabetic spirits, come out. Come out. Come out. 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 Come out of there now in Jesus' name. You foul spirit of infirmity, we command you to move. Move, move, move. That's right. Bring them out of there. Bring them out of there. We decree that the pancreas will function properly and will function normally. And then the insulin flow will normalize itself. In the name of Jesus Christ. Body cramps. Amen. All right. All cramps in the body. Cramps. Muscle spasms. Come on out of there. Come on out of there now. All right then. Good. Cramps and muscle spasms. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out now. Come on. All the cramps. Disruptive menstrual cramps. Yes. Come out now in Jesus' name. Which is a normal natural flow. But there's been some disruptions. Come on out of there now. Amen. Okay. Is that all right, Sister Jerry? Well, we give Father God the praise. Amen. Amen. All right. Father, we just bind any demonic backlash on these people. Father, we bind, take authority on any backlash, Father, on their finances, their vehicles, on their families, God, on this ministry, and even on their person as a whole. And Father, we pray the healing power of the Holy Spirit will infiltrate those areas where the enemy has stronghold. Father, we pray the Holy Spirit will begin to move in those areas, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.